Trade-offs. Trade-offs between cost minimization and service levels are discussed elsewhere. Selection of trade-offs to match service level and total cost strategy will influence how much transportation can be consolidated. High service strategies with frequent deliveries and short expected order cycles will result in fewer TL or CL deliveries, and thus higher transportation expense. Lean and just-in-time systems or other decisions to minimize inventory can likewise result in fewer TL or CL shipments. When considering a system that has no safety stock, the lowest total system cost will be very similar to the point of lowest transportation cost. Therefore, specifying the inventory availability and fill rate desired for customer service is a critical differentiator for trade-off analyses. Exhibit 8-17 shows how a trade-off analysis can create a net positive impact even if some costs increase. In this example, the proposal is to move from 3 to 5 DCS, which will increase DC, inventory holding, and primary transportation costs. But the sharp reduction in local delivery costs offsets these increases, and the total cost is lower. Note also that DC costs are capital expenses, so a view of just ongoing costs would look even more favorable. Exhibit 8-17, trade-off analysis results moving from 3 to 5 DCS. The basic concept is that adding warehouses can be cost-justified only when their costs are more than offset by a reduction in primary transportation and/or local delivery costs. Exhibit 8-18 shows how increasing the number of DCS lowers local delivery costs, but raises primary transport costs. However, total transport costs will fall at least initially as DCS are added. Exhibit 8-18. Trade-off of primary and local transport versus number of DCS. The observation that many warehouses will result in lower outbound transportation costs, but increased inbound transportation costs might signal a need for a break bulk center to allow the full shipments to arrive in one location and then be sent to the multiple facilities or customers. When it comes to warehouses that are added to increase the number of TL or CL loads, for example, a consolidation, break bulk, or cross-dock center, the following calculation can be made to determine if the addition will be a net benefit. This equation states that if the sum, sigma, of the calculation in the top line is less than or equal to the sum of the calculation in the bottom line, adding a warehouse to allow for full TL or CL shipments is justified. The top line calculates the sum of transportation and processing costs for volume shipments, here called TL, but these could be CL or full railcar too, and divides this by the average number of volume shipments to find the average cost of a volume shipment. It then adds the cost of the DC and local delivery from the DC for the average shipment. The bottom line represents the total cost of shipping all orders directly to customers, which is presumably in LTL or LCL shipments for the average order.